Sean, after you coached Eli, who was a pocket passer, now you've got Watson, he has been about what y'all teach him about trying to stay healthy because of what they get. Do you get scared when you see him running around like that and what you tell him to do?
Yeah, no, I would not say scared, you know, at all, because I trust the guy's instincts, and you know, I think when he does leave the pocket, you know, he's got a good feel for knowing when the play is over and when to get out of bounds, when to get down. We certainly talked to him about that, preached that to him, that you know, at this level, things are going to close on him faster than they did, you know, when he was in college ball. Things are going to happen a little bit faster, so he's got to be aware of that. We worked on it, you know, we do the typical, we do slide drills with him, but we do preach to him a lot about getting out of bounds, when the play is over, to know when it's over and take care of himself. But I also think that he does a great job of, you know, he's back there and he's going through his progressions and his reads. You know, he gets back and he operates our pass game down the field, and then he's got the clock in his head and he does a good job of understanding when it's time to run, but when it's time to hang in the pocket, go through his progressions and make throws down the field. I think he's done a nice combination of both of those things as a young guy.
When it comes to protecting yourself as a quarterback, how much of it is the things that you guys drill in practice, sliding, you know, film study, and how much of it is just intuition that you either have the instincts to protect yourself or you don't?
Yeah, I think it's obviously necessary that he has the instincts and intuitions. There's no question about it. But I think it's a combination. You know, it's a combination of you know, us showing him film of other quarterbacks who are doing a good job, other quarterbacks who stayed up too long in certain situations and didn't go down, and it resulted in a hit that just was unnecessary. So you definitely have to have the instincts. You got to have the intuition. But you also have to, you know, make him aware and keep working it and keep drilling it into his head and keep pointing out whenever you get a chance on film, you know, this is good and this is not what we're looking for. And so it's a combination of both.
Who are some of those models that you point to of guys who do a really good job of protecting themselves in the pocket and on the run?
You know, I think the first one that pops out to me is Aaron Rodgers. That's the first name that comes in my mind. Obviously, he's great with his feet, but he's also, you know, known for a guy who can certainly stand in there and make plays down the field. So I think he's done a real good job of that. You know, I think the young guy, you know, up in Dallas, you know, Prescott, he's done a good job with it. You know, and he knows when to tuck it and go, and he certainly has a knack for knowing when the play is over and getting down and getting out of bounds. So, you know, you look at different combinations and different guys and obviously different points of their career, but both can be used as teaching examples, I think.
Sean, in terms of the chess match, what do you expect Vic Lobo to try to throw at Deshaun as a young quarterback, and what are some of the things just over the years that you see him try to do to younger players?
Yeah, I think, you know, he certainly, I mean, his background with the zone blitz is something that, you know, he can go to at any point. He understands what gives protections problems and young quarterbacks problems, quarterbacks in general, you know, showing you one thing and bringing it from another area. So kind of like what I said to you guys last week about seeing things post-snap is going to be really important. Different clues that we can give him throughout the week and things like that that'll help him pre-snap. You know, so I think he'll do that. I think he'll hold looks. I think he'll bring some heat after him, you know, and look to get after him that way. But he'll lean on what he's done well in, you know, in this league for a long time. I mean, he's, you know, the father of that zone blitz, and certainly that's going to be part of the plan, I'm sure.
From a mental standpoint, how encouraged are you by how Deshaun handled some of the things the Patriots tried to throw at him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm encouraged by it. I think, again, you know, like he did in Cincinnati, I thought him coming off, you know, off the field and getting on the sidelines and being able to describe what he's seeing. I mean, he does a good job of seeing the field. He sees it pre-snap. He sees it post-snap. Like all young guys, you know, it's a work in progress, but, you know, we were happy, and I thought there was a lot of things to really build on from that performance on Sunday. We got a long way to go. He knows that, and that's probably, you know, one of the things that gives us the best chance at getting there is that he knows he's got a long way to go.
You said that Will Fuller is trending in the right direction. If he is back and if he is able to play for you guys, what kind of boost could that give you all to have him back on and kind of speed you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it gives us a guy, you know, on the outside who runs good routes, who's got good speed, can stretch the field. You know, it's another weapon. And anytime you get, you know, you always want your full complement of guys out there. So it certainly does a good job of distributing the coverage, and they're going to have to be aware of it if he's out there.
Has there been a moment where you looked into Sean's leadership skills and said, wow, like, I know he's a rookie, but that was really impressive?
Yeah, I think probably from the time he's got there, he's done a little bit of that. And it's come in different ways. I think leadership comes in different ways, you know, and with him, it's sometimes it's just being kind of at ease with people and the way he leads, you know what I mean? You might not even realize that if he's talking to you, that he is leading you and giving you direction because of the way he does it. People respond to it. And that's probably one of the things that I've been most impressed with is the response he gets from players, young guys and veterans in the locker room and on the field when he talks to them about what he's thinking, what he's seeing, and what they can do to make everybody's job a little bit better.
What do you mean by that? The players might not understand that he's doing it. Like, what does he do?
I mean, just, you know, like, he's not directing people. He's telling them, like, hey, this is what I'm seeing, you know, and if you could do this, this is what, you know, this is what I think is going to make this work. You know what I mean? It's his demeanor. It's the way he comes across. You don't feel like he's telling you what to do. You feel like he's talking football with you and helping you. That's what I mean.
And you said last week, you talked about how impressed you were by his communication. How has there been a moment, like an example you have just where you thought he did a really good job communicating with either players or with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, every time the guy comes off the field, like I said, it, you know, in within that series, and I told you whether it was good or bad, and one of the things that's been impressive to me is even if it's not a good series, let's say it's a three and out, I mean, he'll come off and be like, hey, listen, I think this is what we're having trouble with. You know, this is what I'm not seeing. This is what I got to do a better job of. So I think that kind of goes on through the game. I don't know that there's one, you know, instance that stands out to me. Just in general, I came off the field feeling after the game like, you know, this guy's seeing and communicating with us what he's going through in the game, and it's helping us to adjust, you know, with him throughout the game.
Do